Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. God's peace to you on this second Sunday of Advent. Let us join our hearts in prayer. Dear Almighty God, as we gather today, we ask for your presence and guidance. May your love, presence, and peace fill our hearts. May we listen to your word with attentive ears and hearts today. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Today is the second Sunday of Advent, and we are reflecting on peace. Advent is a special time of hopeful waiting. We anticipate the birth of Jesus, who brings peace, and his second coming, when his kingdom of peace will be fully realized. The theme of peace reminds us of God's presence in our lives amidst difficulties and uncertainties. Last month, I took a break from the chaos of life and stepped into a silent retreat. I set aside some time and peace with the Lord. My heart was heavy with some concerns, my own health and my mom's. Just the thought of it all was overwhelming. 2 months ago, I started hearing this persistent ringing in my ears. Went to the hospital, and thankfully, my hearing is fine. But the doctor said it's just part of aging. Just what I needed, another thing to worry about. And if that was not enough, I was diagnosed with narrow angle eyes issue. And a check on the Google, I became very fearful and anxious. I feel like my life was spinning out of control. And fast forward my retreat day, I walk to the chapel. I walk into the chapel, sat with Jesus, and he brought me peace. He reminded me of Isaiah 46, verse 4. Even to your old age, I am he. Even to your gray hairs, I will carry you. Tears of relief streamed down my face as I felt God's presence wrap around me. God is faithful, he cares, and he's compassionate. He carries me, he cares for me. He is my peace and my hope. And the verse goes on, I have made and I will bear, I will carry and I will save. And this assures me that God will take care of my mother. This comfort and calm my anxious soul. In the midst of uncertainty, God brought me peace. God does not promise a life that is free from troubles, but he promises to be with us. He promises to bring us peace. Today's text is Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 to 10. Isaiah prophesies that about a birth of a new king to Judah, this is set against the darkness of sin and death. This new king will bring peace and justice and restoration to God's people. In the Old Testament times, the prophecy brought peace and hope to the people. This message is often interpreted as a prophecy of Jesus. It points to the coming of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. This prophecy continues until the second coming of Jesus, who will usher in a kingdom of peace. Let us explore God's justice and his peace today. We shall reflect on how we can trust in the justice of Christ and live in peace under his reign. The prophet Isaiah brings a message of royal hope to Judah. The nation is in turmoil. The people are turning from God. The wealthy and powerful are exploiting the poor, and threats loom from Assyria. Amidst this chaos, Isaiah prophesies the birth of a new king who will bring justice and peace. Verse 1, there shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. This stump represents a broken and cut off dynasty. It symbolizes the remnant of Jesse's family and the troubled times during King Ahaz's reign. A new shoot comes from the stump. It symbolizes new life from an unseemingly dead dynasty. The shoot does not come from fresh new ground, but from the remnant of what has been cut off. The descendants of Jesse will be the king. He will bring hope to a people worn down by turmoil. In the New Testament times, this prophecy is seen as foretelling the coming of a Messiah king from the line of Jesse. Romans chapter 15, verse 12, quoted Isaiah. The root of Jesse will come, even he who arises to rule the Gentiles. In him will the Gentile hope. This verse highlights Jesus Christ as a fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. He is a descendant of Jesse. Jesus will rule over all the nations and bring hope to the Gentile. Verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. This king will receive the Spirit of God, and he will be equipped with the necessary skills to reign as king. This Spirit's empowerment will enable him to lead people effectively. In the book of John, next slide please. John witnessed the Spirit of God descending like a dove, resting on Jesus at his baptism. This symbolizes empowerment for God's ministry. With wisdom, understanding, counsel, and might, Jesus makes good judgments and rules with justice and righteousness. His knowledge and fear of God inspire a life of obedience, and he does God's will. This assures he reigns in peace. As we celebrate Advent, we acknowledge Jesus as a fulfillment of God's plan, bringing hope and peace to all. The prophecy foretells the coming of Christ, empowered by the Spirit of God. The themes in verses 3 to 5 highlight righteousness and justice. These are characteristics of God, and these are essential traits of a good king. These traits enable the king to rule justly, judging the needy with righteousness and defending the meek. This prophecy is fulfilled in Jesus, the Spirit-empowered king. In Matthew 25, he feeds the hungry. In Luke chapter 18, he cares for the marginalized. He tells a parable about a persistent woman. This widow repeatedly asked for justice against her adversary. The judge granted justice to her. And Jesus exhorts the humble. Jesus demonstrates his commitment to God's holy standard. As a just and faithful king, he enables us to trust in his righteousness and justice, even in difficult times. Savannah Phillips is a devoted Christian mom from Oklahoma. She boarded a flight to Chicago, expecting a routine trip. But what awaited her was a nightmare scenario. The man seated next to her body shamed her. He called her a smelly fatty in a shocking message to his friend. Overwhelmed with shame and hurt, Savannah struggled to hold back her tears. But God had a plan. Another passenger, Chase Ivan, witnessed the hurtful text. He was moved to act. He tapped on the man's shoulder, told him to switch seats, and confronted him with his cruel behavior. Savannah was shocked, but grateful for this unexpected hero. As they chatted, Chase assured Savannah that she didn't deserve to be treated that way and encouraged her to focus on her worth. Savannah saw Chase's kindness as a manifestation of God's love and justice. She recalled a sermon she heard earlier. God sees you, good time, bad time, in a mess, your own fault or not. God sees you. And she said, God saw her that day. The prophecy foretells the coming of Christ, empowered by the Spirit of God. Christ will judge with righteousness and fairness and bring hope to a broken world. John Piper is a Reformed Baptist theologian and retired pastor. He wrote, "The justice of Christ is the foundation of our hope, the anchor of our soul, and the motivation for our obedience. It is the power that transforms us, enabling us to live justly and love mercy." This quotation highlights the significance of God's justice in our life. This gives us hope, stability, and focus. It enables us to live lives that honor God and show the world who He is. How does trusting in the justice of Christ mean for you? You experience workplace discrimination. You are more experienced and the promotion goes to someone else. You were unjustly accused, words twisted, but you were powerless to defend yourself. You invested in something and it turned out to be a scam. These situations are very tough. It's natural to feel angry, anxious, and helpless. Trusting in Christ's justice is not about pretending it did not hurt or making sense of it. It is about believing that God sees, God cares, and He will make things right in His time. When we turn to the sovereign God and remember His righteous rule and judgment, we can have hope and a sense of peace. not because situation changes, but because we know He is just. The prophecy foretells the coming of Christ, empowered by the Spirit of God. Christ will judge with righteousness and fairness and bring hope to a broken world. As followers of Jesus, we can trust in His justice, even in challenging times, knowing He guides us with peace and hope. Isaiah describes a future where animals and people live in harmony. This illustrates God's original design for creation. Verse 6. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf, and the lion, and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. Verse 6 shows the beauty of a peaceful reign. The wolf and the lamb coexist. Predator and prey live in harmony. Those who are aggressive and helpless now live together in peace. A little child leads the enemy, and there is absolute tranquility. This is a picture of trust and peace, a glimpse of God's kingdom where all creation will live in perfect harmony. Verse 9. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the seas. Verse 9 assures us the reign of peace in God's presence. There will be no harm nor destruction. People will know and understand God's character, His will, and His ways. This true knowledge of the Lord will transform our hearts and mind, leading to a world of peace and harmony. Christ will bring a reign of peace. Under the kingdom of Christ, peace reigns. Verse 10. In that day, the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. This is the second coming of Christ in glory. Christ is the King who fulfills God's plan. He is the anointed King, the root of Jesse. Jesus Christ will usher in a kingdom of peace. As we celebrate Advent, we are reminded that Jesus is coming to complete His kingdom of peace. On that day, He will be a sign for the nations to come to rest in Him. This peace of Christ is not just a future reality. It's not just a future reality. It is a present possibility for those who believe in Him. This peace of Christ is a state of inner calm, comfort, and trust in God's presence, sovereignty, and His righteous rule. The peace of Christ starts in our heart as we trust in His sovereignty and His justice. Chia Sie Yong's story is one of profound love, loss, and faith. When his wife Cheryl was diagnosed with a very aggressive form of pancreatic cancer, Sie Yong prayed fervently for her healing. But God had a different plan. As Cheryl battled with the disease, Se-young witnessed firsthand the transformation power of God in her lives. Despite the discomfort and chemotherapy and the sorrow of her life cut short, Cheryl's joy and peace shone through. She found comfort in cooking and art. She used her talents to bless others, even in the midst of her suffering and pain. A year after Cheryl's passing, Se-young reflected on the miracle that God provided. Not the healing of her body, but the transformation of her life. He recalls the peace that sustained her, even on the deathbed, when she pointed to heaven, a gesture of faith and assurance. Under the kingdom of Christ, peace reigns. The peace of Christ starts in our hearts as we trust in Christ's sovereignty and justice. The scripture text for last Sunday was Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. We read this morning too. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace who brings peace to us. Peace is a gift from Jesus, as he promised in John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. His peace is not like the world's. It is an abiding peace that transcends circumstances. In Christ we find peace. In times of uncertainty, amid suffering and pain, through forgiveness and reconciliation, and in God's loving presence. Max Lucado is an American author. He ministered at a church in Texas, USA. He says, "Our peace is not the absence of trouble, but the presence of Christ. True peace is not about trouble-free life, but it's about having the presence of God in our lives. And this gives us peace despite troubles." What does living in peace under the reign of Christ look like in our daily life? How can we find calm in life's storms? You are facing health challenges. You are anxious and stressed as your loved one is making bad decisions. You struggle with anger and bitterness in your relationship. Jesus invites you to come to Him, to sit with Him, and feel His presence. He reminds you of His sovereignty and peace. He said, "My peace I give to you." Under the kingdom of Christ, peace reigns. The peace of Christ starts in our heart as we trust in Christ's sovereignty and justice. Even in challenging situations, we can choose peace, reflecting Christ's character. I shall conclude with a heart reminder. Last Thursday, I was on my way to work, sitting in the train, texting my friend. And then I looked up and noticed a lady in her 20s. She reminded me of one of my close friends. The resemblance was striking. She had long hair, tall, and there were a lot of similar styles. And as I look at her, tears well in my eyes. I felt this wave of grief washed over me. You see, more than 10 years ago, I received devastating news about my friend's passing. She was in her 40s. At the time, we thought we still have so much life to share together. Just went for a swim, suffered a brain hemorrhage, and that was it. The shock was brutal. And I found myself grappled with the question, why her? Why so young? Why no goodbye? As I sat on the train, something shifted. Jesus gently spoke to my heart from the same verse that I shared earlier in my silent retreat. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 4. I have made and I will bear. I will carry and I will save. It was a reminder that God is sovereign and His ways are just, even when I don't understand it. I realized that I was not alone in my grief. God was carrying me, just like He carried my friend home to a better place. And you know what? It brought me peace. My friend may be gone, but her memory inspired me to trust in God's sovereignty and justice. A stormy sea, an invitation. Jesus says, my peace I give to you. What is your response to Him? Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, as we await the celebration of your birth, help us to receive the gift of your peace. May we surrender our hearts to you, Prince of Peace, and allow your light to shine in our darkness. Grant us wisdom, understanding, and reverence for you, that we may reflect your character to a world in need. We commit ourselves to live out your peaceful kingdom values in our daily life. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.